Democrats and enough Republicans.
Twitter, the president of the move, calling not only the right thing, but the support too. mission to help the U.S. military change course. Since Austin first arrived at the U.S. last Friday, when he moved on the Obama Secretary gave lawyers a week earlier. Confirmation here.
We also are people working right free of discrimination and harassment. And if confirmed, I will fight hard to stay out also. To win a racist and exchange.
Already, Austin is showing up to win the action against sexual assault. But making progress on the growing problem of choice evident the number of former military members who took part in the siege of the U.S. Capitol may be more difficult.
Just kind of screening and drills for awareness of what recruits and active service members are doing online.
Austin is facing down other challenges as well. Having promised help with the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic, he's also been reaching out to key allies. A critical choice has loomed on what to do next in Iraq and Afghanistan, with the number of U.S. troops is down to year-old lows. In Africa, where the U.S. military footprint has also been shrinking. So, too, there are heightened tensions with Russia, concerns on North Korea, Iran, and then China.
I would put China at the top. I see China as an imminent threat. So, in some cases, American people and friends around the world understand this. The Chinese have filled us with their rescuer than ours.
A link to the West, Florida's newest Secretary of Defense, Jeff Sullivan, VOA News.
This is the Voice of America. There's thousands of protest farmers have driven long lines of tractors in the U.S. Capitol, ripped off his buckets and fired chairs and so on in his historic World War. As the nation celebrated the day, with flags and pentagons, of course, the Prime Minister's annually hoist the national flag of the United States of America. The farmers from Russia and the Russian slogans against the commission and legislation that's supposed to modernize our markets. Alex Jibach, opposition leader, Alex Jibach, are coming from new protests. He made a case for a number of demonstrations at the country to die to prevent the government. He started a more than 100 cities. For others, it will be the largest in years. Human rights groups have released the end of 3,700 people demanding the support of protesters. But the pressure will rise for next Sunday.
This is evident.
Thank you. Okay, it's nice to bring up the COVID-19 was uncovered. Hence resulted in much more arrests and thousands of lives were handed out by the criminal violence of the weekend.
The taste of Mr. Michael's
drunk. What is that? Nothing to do fine for free. We take all these measures to find. We just do it because we're fighting against virus. The virus, which is a big power of freedom.
Schools and hospital shops in the Netherlands, and shops in the States, for in the commercial bars and restaurants, do not stay here.
The floor of Bradley Watson of the thousands of people gathered in Sydney to protest against the mistreatment of Indigenous people in Australia after the country marked its National Day on Tuesday on the anniversary of the arrival of Britain's first fleet in 1788. The U.S. reports.
With Bradley's call as a National Day in Indigenous Day, thousands of people gathered in Sydney to protest against the public holiday on Tuesday. The date is a sensitive one. January 26th is the anniversary of the arrival of the British First Fleet to Australia in 1788. And for many Indigenous, it was the start of the treatment of Indigenous people in Australia. The alarm surely it brings a sense of grief. Protests have grown and called to be changed. On Tuesday, the silence thing walking on stolen land and gendered always has, always will Aboriginal land. I was beginning protests far rider that it was our shopping's right to Indigenous Australians. Arrest if they try to stick the United Quarters to limit gathering to 500 people. But in a last minute compromise with police, thousands were allowed to gather in socially distant groups in part as the annual march was called off. A handful of protesters were arrested, but the protest was largely peaceful. Organizer Quarters said he was proud to see the overwhelming. Our Prime Minister said Australia Day represents how far the country has come since the first fleet arrived, and told the ceremony that, quote, better, because it was the moment when the journey to modern nation began.
That's the point of protest. The International Organization reports that the signs are emerging that will be on the road to recovery this year. Brought on by the pandemic. However, I have cautions to recover will be suffered by just and on even. This is a report here away from the
neighbor. The cycle of protests for 2021 to the Los Angeles will experience a relatively strong recovery in the second half of the year as global vaccination programs begin. However, our closure of general providers says this optimistic scenario assumes the pandemic is under control, that consumer and business confidence is good.
In this case, we expect global working hours will continue throughout 2021 with a gap of 1.3% after the end of 2019, and that corresponds to 36 million time loss. In the Americas, inflation, those losses would be somewhat higher.
Well, signs of recovery are encouraging. Ryder warns working hour losses will continue through this year and beyond. He says financial and social distress for millions of people will not be over. The average felt the impact of COVID-19 on world
of 2019, we now see that 8.3% of global working hours lost in the course of the year. That is equivalent of 255 million full-time jobs.
What? This is approximately 4 times greater than the number of jobs lost during the 2009 global financial crisis. The ILO reports the majority of losses were a result of people dropping out of the labor market because they were unable to work or because of pandemic restrictions. In many cases, it says people just gave up and stopped looking for work. The report that mass job losses resulted in loss of $3.7 trillion of global labor market income, or 4.4% of global gross domestic product. It means women and young people are the most hardest hit by the pandemic's labor market disruption. News, Geneva.
Supporters of Britain's exit from the European Union said it would offer economic opportunities outside the EU. But before we start, Britain finally quit life at the end of 2020. Many businesses are facing significant disruption and extra costs.
Fish played a big role in the relationship leading to December's Brexit deal. Under the agreement, a quarter of European boats' fishing rights in British waters will be transferred to British boats over the next 5 years. Not good enough to be trawlermen in Cornwall, southern England, who claim Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised full control over British waters. Mitchell, skipper of the fishing boat, governor of Durham.
We're worse off than before Brexit. It's all running that we don't get to get it back. And it's just a travesty. Boris the betrayer was completely sourced down the river.
Nearly half of fish caught by British boats is exported to the European Union. A trade worth over $1.8 billion in 2019. But Brexit has brought projects, work, delays, and costs. Export firms staged a protest outside Parliament this month. Al Miller is owner of AM Shellfish based in Aberdeen, Scotland. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists problems will be ironed out.
Particularly if the U.S. and European Union coordinate their efforts to help Lebanon has renounced corrupt politicians and is simply accountable for what they've done to bring country to such a dire situation.
Information.